crackers to the hackers and the crackers. I see in binary, I speak source code. Step on my toes, I'll post a million JPEGs of you in a fag pose. In your digital stance, getting firewalled ho. Cause I'm riding the net in my 6-4. I was a dick with my 56. Now with my cable, I'm able to get that stable. On the out, my name is Ace and I'm a Leo. On the digital highway, my name is Neo and I'm a hero. In a flash, I'll school you on burning Dreamcast. You need some ISOs? Let me do my hard drive rifle. Our exchange you could never stifle. In a digital hug, you just caught the love bug. I bootlegged your CD. I caused the fight between Un and Jay-Z. You see, G, it's all gonna be free. Whether we take it by force or we take it nicely. You feel that rattle in your bones? When I tell you we just hacked Dow Jones. And NASDAQ leave you flat on your back. Cause I am he who loves to hack and crack. Cause I am he who loves to hack and crack.
This is dedicated to the hackers and the crackers. Serial codes, source codes, ISOs, RAMs, ZIP 6. This is dedicated to the hackers and the crackers.
And welcome everyone to Binary Revolution Radio, episode 69. We are coming to you on November 9th, 2004. That's a Tuesday. And this episode is a little bit different than any of the previous ones because your host tonight is not going to be Stank Dog. Stank Dog is not on the episode tonight. This special episode 69 has actually got a new co-host, me, Buck Dangler. And joining me, in case you don't recognize that voice, is none other than Mr. Pink.
All of my favorite things is pink, baby.
But this is not just a sausage party. Oh, no, no,
well,
no. We could not bring you an episode without having yet another co-host. This is the first time we've had a third co-host on the show. And what better way to start it than with the one and only Juicy Julie.
Ooh, I'm so hot to be here.
And we are hot to have you here.
Oh, yeah.
Now, bow, chicka, bow, bow. First of all, I should apologize that my voice is a little off today. I've been sick. So I'm going to do the best I can, and Mr. Pink here is going to help me out. And let's take care of a little bit of housekeeping here at the beginning, though. First of all, of course, everybody knows that last week we were not on because we were preempted for a live election show. Obviously, that means this week the elections are over. Like it or not, like the results or not, it's done. And that's all we're going to say about the matter because, frankly, the elections are not hot. They're not hot at all. Do you think that is there anything even hot, remotely hot, about the presidential election there, Julie?
No, I do not think so.
I agree. So we're not going to go into that at all.
You don't, baby, you don't think, Julie, you don't think the that John Kerry is just a stud?
No, I think Bush is kind of a stud.
Well, who doesn't like Bush?
Oh, I love... Well, actually, I don't love Bush.
Well,
my girls need to trim it out, baby.
A nice trimmed Bush is acceptable.
I need it bald.
but
pink needs to see some pink.
if you do actually want to hear and discuss and talk about the election, among a lot of other interesting topics, you should probably head on over to a new show that is to be upcoming on Rant Radio, if I understand correctly, called The Mind War.
Yeah, that's actually hosted by myself. Well, no, that's not hosted by Mr. Pink.
Right.
That's hosted by another guy named Decoder.
Some retard.
This noob guy named Decoder.
Yeah, that's hosted by Decoder, Rigel 5, Doug, and some other guests, I guess, mixed in there as well.
Yeah, we got a revolving cast of characters.
They have a revolving cast of characters.
They excuse me there, yeah. I'm losing my mind over here.
The Mind War.
MindWar.com.
So check them out.
Psychological warfare and propaganda.
And there's nothing hot about that either.
Actually, it is kind of hot.
Well, okay. Also, in the housekeeping, I got a couple shouts to get out here at the beginning as it relates to our Distributed.net team, because this past week, the Distributed.net team broke into the top 100 on DNet. So, we have to give some shouts out here because there's a couple people in particular that have driven us to that point. Big shouts to E. Wiggin. He's putting up huge numbers in a very short period of time. He's going to hit probably number two on our team list very, very soon, and possibly number one at the rate he's going. Of course, number one, we have to give out more shouts to Bob Nino. And as long as we're talking about him, all of the Mac guys, Pixel Fiend, all the guys that are using Mac, Logan 5, those Macs are putting up big numbers. So shouts to them and everybody that's putting up numbers for Distributed.net. This is a cool group project that we like doing. So we're actually putting up numbers, again, on par with the top 50. So we're going to keep going and try to break into the top 50. It's going to take a little bit of time, but eventually we're going to get into the top 50.
Yeah, I'm sorry for interrupting there, Stank Dangler, but I mean Bug Dangler, but why do the Mac guys have such big numbers? Is there something I'm missing about that?
Well, I mean, anybody can tell you. Julie, I mean, you can back me up on this. Bigger is always better.
Bigger is always better.
Yeah, see, that's what I thought. See, the Macs put out big, big numbers just because the architecture of their processors can churn the numbers faster, at least in this particular application.
Okay, well, I've never used the Mac, unfortunately. Yeah. I hope to use one soon. So.
The G4s and G5s just really crunch numbers better than the current generation of Pentiums.
Yeah, I've been thinking about trying to pick up a G4 on eBay.
Yeah. So, now let's get into some email, if you don't mind. So we're going to play a little email theme music here.
Is it the bow, chicka, bow, bow?
Yeah, well, there you go. That is our, we'll use that. That is our email theme
music. Oh, yeah, that's it right there.
Brought to you by Mr. Pink.
Mailman.
Now, our first email tonight comes from someone who goes by the name Tone Deaf. T-0-N-E-D-E-P-H, by the way. I kind of like that. I think that's a pretty cool name.
That's pretty cool.
Who says, sup, I just watched the Hack TV download. I thought you guys did a great job. You actually took the time to explain what you were doing and how it works. That's a big step on other hacker videos I've seen. What other hacker video? Anyway, the only complaint I have is the actors. Those guys were pretty ugly. You should hire some better-looking actors.
I think we said from the beginning that the guys, well, especially the guy who plays you in Hack TV.
Who, me? Buck Dangler?
I mean, excuse me.
Buck Dangler's not in Hack TV.
The guy who portrays the role of Stank Dog.
Yeah, the actor that plays Stank Dog was pretty, he was pretty foobar.
Yeah, yeah. He's kind of hard on the eyes.
Yeah, he was pretty, did you note, I mean, Julie, did you happen to see that? Did you notice the size of the bulge in that guy's pants, though?
Ooh, that's so hard.
I'm just saying, the dude looked like he was hung. That's all I'm saying.
Oh, yeah, he was packing nine-banger or better.
I'm saying he had nine. Well, never mind.
He was definitely packing a nine-banger at least.
Yeah, exactly. So, no, of course, he is joking, and he did say that in the email. But
they used to call him Stretch, and not because he's tall.
Yeah, exactly. this is Hack TV. It's not pretty. It's not going to be pretty. If you want that, go buy the Hacksource, the HAXXX DVD. I wish I knew the URL to give out of that, but
it was HAXXXOR, HAXXXOR.com or something, or .org or something.
Yeah, something like that. Hacksource. If you do a search for HAXXX0RS, I think you'll get it.
Maybe a Z. Nobody knows.
Yeah. But, well, maybe we should do that with Hack TV. Maybe we need to get a bunch of hot naked chicks dumpster diving.
Dumpster diving.
Yeah, that was on the Hacksaw DVD.
Was it?
Yep.
I didn't see it.
So, we're going to put that into the suggestion bag, and we're going to consider that for the next episode.
Get better actors.
Yeah. I'm going to get Brad Pitt to play Stank Dog next time.
That's what you were going to do from the beginning.
Yeah, I want somebody who actually looks like Stank Dog, and Brad Pitt or
Dean Cain could probably play the role of Stank Dog.
Julie, who's some hot guys that you think could play that role and actually pull it off?
Yeah, hot guys besides that guy Decoder, of course.
Yeah.
Tom Cruise,
that's a good one, yes.
He's about 3 feet tall, and he's a Scientologist, though. That kind of excludes him.
Well, we won't ask him about his religious science, pseudo-religion.
The cult.
Yeah, we won't bring up the cult.
All right.
Him and Travolta can talk about that in their dressing room or whatever. Okay, now let's move on to another email, another short email here that says, and this, I'm sorry, this is from Freeze. He says, just wanted to let you know that I'm too damn lazy to download any file I want from your site manually, so I'm just going to teleport it. Great site, keep it up, especially Hack TV. It could be huge. And of course, Julie, I mean, you got to back me up here. I mean, they like it huge.
Like it huge, especially downloading the hard drive.
Oh, yeah, you got to love that. Yeah, actually, Hack TV might be huge if I get off my dead ass and actually get it done, But, I am actually dedicating some time. I got the holidays coming up. I'm going to have some time off. I'm sorry. Stank Dog is going to have some time off.
Buck Dangler, don't take a vacation.
Buck Dangler, don't stop for
nobody. Occupation.
That's right. I got boots to knock and asses to rock.
Oh, yeah.
So, I don't know where that came from. So Stankle's got some time off over the holidays, and he's going to be working on it. And hope get at least an episode of it done. I've got some footage. I mean, he's got some footage already recorded. And
can we just kill that whole fucking shit?
No, that's
remember.
We're gonna go with it. I want to mention I've lost my video guy. Unfortunately, that's one of the things that slowed this down. And I learned a lot of it myself. I'm gonna be doing it myself this time from now on. So hopefully, I learned enough from watching him and playing along with him and learning it.
Who was doing the video?
Saito was doing the video editing last time. He is unable to do it now.
Uh-huh.
So,
real life
and
stops you sometimes.
Exactly, and it's a real life, yeah. Involves a ring on a finger.
Ah.
So, yeah, shouts to him.
Yeah, shouts to Saito, man. I gave him shouts last time. I mean, Decoder, I think, gave him shouts last time he was on this particular program for the video.
Yeah, he did good stuff, and hopefully
that was fucking good shit.
If I learn from it, hopefully I'll be able to pull off something close anyway.
Yep.
And just in case anybody doesn't know what he meant when he said teleport it, he's referring to this offline browsing tool, a web spider, whatever you want to call it, basically like a wget where it goes out and gets all the files, spiders through them and downloads them so you can browse them locally. So he was using that to go out and grab all the files. So if you are actually interested and want to check that out, it's at tenmax, tenmax.com if you want to check that out.
Sounds like some hot shit.
Yeah, unless he's referring to a different one, but that's the teleport that I know. So you can check that out if you're interested. Now, I got a couple more. Here's an email from Mad Hatter. Mad Hatter 22. He says, I've recently discovered your show and have listened to Season 2 in the last few days at work. The show is great and made work pass right by. The only reason I gave your show a chance is because it met my criteria of MP3 format and your mutant ability to cuss like a truck driver, which, yes, I have to pat myself on the back. I'm pretty good about that, but I'm trying to keep it calm today. I'm trying to keep it cool.
I got my, like, default radio, those old episodes, if you're into that.
Those are pretty rough.
Yeah, you know.
Yeah, that was definitely.
I'm not even gonna get into that. How I never realized that I sounded like that.
If you tried to edit that for actual FCC consumption, it would be a constant beep.
you just can't.
It would be a constant beep the entire show.
It might as well just be milliwatt radio and just play a milliwatt.
Yeah. I'm very happy that if you go to AUG format, you said you'd keep the MP3s on your site. Which, yes, I absolutely, of course, because a lot of people, frankly, they just can't or won't use AUG.
Why not?
Not all players.
You can play it at Winamp, and if you're not using Winamp, then you're some kind of noob, and you shouldn't even be allowed on the internet.
No, that's not true. See, that's why we don't mind. We want noobs listening so that they can learn and not be noobs anymore.
We're not using Winamp.
Well, they come with, like Dell's come with their own proprietary MP3 player.
People really use that shit?
I don't know, I guess.
news to me, but anyway.
I don't know. And plus, the new version of Winamp has it built in, but the old ones you had to have a plug-in, I think.
Yeah, well, nothing wrong with plug-ins, man.
Yeah, well. Anyway, so, where was I? MP3s. He says, please do not hold back the necessary swearing. Products like RealPlayer and AOL deserve both barrels on your inter-world web-only show. I'd also listen to a special rant-only show. P.S., can you get Alanka, the crypto genius, on the show? So, Mad Hatter 22, this is not, we're gonna try to control the language a little bit today, We're going to go with just the innuendos today. But we're going to have some ranting coming up. Decoder's going to take over and do a little bit of ranting, and I'm going to hop in.
On here? Since I'm Mr. Pink?
I'm sorry, did I? I meant Mr. Pink is going to do some ranting. Oh, it's funnier the way we keep messing up.
Yeah, that's true.
Mr. Pink is going to do some ranting on the show, and I, Buck Dangler, am going to join in and help. And even Juicy Julie occasionally. I mean, Juicy Julie, are you up for helping us out on the show?
I'm always getting you up.
Oh, that's what I like to hear.
Yeah.
That's what I like to hear. So, we are going to get to a little bit of ranting. This is going to be a pretty good rant show, and Decoder's pretty good at that. Now, also, and really the reason I mentioned this email is because of your request. You requested of us getting Alanka on the show. Now, I met Alanka, and she is incredibly nice person. Very nice person, and I did contact her about being on the show, so you can look forward to that. We're going to get her on here in 2 or 3 weeks. So, you know, send in your ideas and suggestions, because here on Binary Revolution Radio, we give the listeners what they want.
Hey, Julie.
I do what I want.
Julie, do you give the listeners what they want?
Anything.
Anything? All right. Okay, now, our last email, and Dakota, I'm going to need your help on this one a little bit, because my voice is already starting to give. Let me take a little sip here.
Yeah, you better do that. I can hear it.
Yeah, now, let me see if that iced tea helps a little bit. Now, let me get through this email, because this one's kind of longer. And this one comes from Binky. And I'll go ahead and tell you, before I get into the email, that Binky hails from the UK. He's writing from England over there across the pond.
Yeah, pals across the pond. Hells yeah.
So, he says, Stank. Of course, that's not me, but I'm passing this on. I am Buck Dangler.
Wait, are you reading Stank's email?
Stank forwarded it to me.
Oh, okay. I was going to say, he's sort of like lead hacker.
He forwarded it to me. He knew this was episode 69 and that I was going to be hosting it, so he went ahead and forwarded all these to me.
I hear you, Matt.
So, Stank will be back next week, hopefully with his normal voice working again.
But you and Stank are both sick?
Yeah, it's amazing. I don't know how
they live together? Oh, yeah. I bet you do.
Don't ask, don't tell.
Don't ask, don't tell. I hear you.
Okay, so Binky says, Stank, just listening to BinRev 65, and you opened with the clip of the BBC, and you went on to talk about it being less slanted and biased than Fox or CNN.
I call it the Beeb.
The Beeb.
That's what I call it.
I've heard this a lot, and whether it is or not, in my opinion, it can be biased because it's pretty much controlled by the British government. I've heard this talked about a few times. I think you might have mentioned it before, and I know Sean Kennedy has talked about it on one of his shows before. But what I've never heard mentioned is how the BBC works, which is my little rant, me being British, it only affects us, but this is something others should bear in mind before praising the BBC.
I don't know about how it works over in the UK since I'm not there, but I don't think anyone says that the BBC isn't slanted. It's just vastly less slanted than the American news media. And just because fucking Fox News and NBC and CNN aren't technically run by the fucking government, don't think for a split motherfucking second that there isn't a knowledge filter and a news filter in this country. If the government, for whatever reason, doesn't want something on the news, and for good reasons and for bad reasons sometimes, you know, like, they can't tell you, there might be a reporter over in Iraq right now with these special forces over in Fallujah, you know what I'm saying? And they're not going to put that on the news right away because this is like secret shit, you know what I'm saying? So there's always going to be a filter, always. All that anybody's trying to say is that the BBC, and we get BBC America in the U.S., it's probably not even the same thing, but all that we're trying to say is that it's less slanted, much less. All right.
Now, he kind of explains why it does have the potential to be slanted here. He says, first, the BBC doesn't carry advertising, which is a good thing, he points out.
Yeah, it's definitely a good thing.
But they do charge us for their services by the means of the TV license. Yes, that's right. If you want to own a TV in the UK, you have to pay a monthly fee just to keep one in your house, and it covers any kind of TV receiver. just to get basic terrestrial TV here, which is five channels only, I have to pay about $17 a month in TV license fees that only pays for two BBC channels.
Well, let me tell you. This is Binary Revolution Radio. This is a fucking hacker show, okay? I'm pretty fucking sure, although, like I said, I can't be positive because I do not live in the UK. I would like, I hope, you know, I'm going to talk to somebody from the UK this week, as a matter of fact, about this, because I was actually unaware of this, that you had to pay TV licensing or whatever. But I'm pretty fucking sure that there's a way around that, you know? Like, there has to be a way around that.
Well, I'll tell you what, the next section actually kind of talks about it, and we can think about it after that.
Okay.
And yes, we're a show about hacking and bicycles.
And bicycles.
Right.
Yep.
The number of times I hear, excuse me, he goes on to say, the number of times I hear Sean Kay going on about a listener license on the after now, and we pretty much already have that. You have no choice but to pay the license fee if you want to own a receiver, and if you want cable, you have to pay for cable and for a license too. If you don't pay, your name goes on a database, and so they say they have detector vans that somehow can tell if you have a TV or not, but I think they just knock on the doors of houses who don't have licenses and search to see if they own a TV or not.
Is it really like that? I don't think that fucking really happens.
He says either way it's an invasion of privacy if I ever heard one, which is true.
The TV police come and knock on your door to see if you've got a telly in your house? That's what they call it over there, a telly.
I don't know. I don't know if this is true or not. Maybe some of our other... I know we have other listeners in England that can verify this for us, so...
I've never heard of such a thing.
Well, we're not in England, so we really wouldn't have.
Yeah, but I speak to, you know, I don't necessarily speak to a million people over in the UK, but I speak to quite a few people in the UK, and while I can say that this particular topic of television has never really came up, like I find it kind of hard to believe that for some reason I wouldn't know about this. I definitely talked to a few people in the UK, and maybe the people in the UK don't realize that us in the States don't have to do that.
Yeah, I mean, it's not something that comes up in normal conversation, I would imagine.
You're kind of right.
As a licensed player, the only benefit I can see for paying this is that the BBC is advertisement-free, or is it because when I come out to the States and watch BBC America or wherever I watch BBC World or BBC International channels, they run advertising? No matter how many channels they produce, they're still making money on selling advertising, and it makes me sick. Then even if I do not want to watch CNN or any of the hundreds of cable satellite channels, I still have to pay the BBC when 99% of their content is pure crap. And if you don't believe me, go to www.bbc.co.uk/Nottingham, Nottingham.
Well, like the Sheriff of Nottingham? Like the Sheriff of Nottingham?
Right, Robin Hood, straight up.
Oh,
Nottingham.
Yeah.
This is my local radio station, and it's so poor, I can't believe I'm forced to pay to fund this. It's so exciting and informative. I'd sooner listen to a sine wave. I love that. Sooner listen to a sine wave rather than the pervert on a BBC phone and moaning about the fact that he bought a house next to the local tip because he was so dumb and didn't realize rotting rubbish smells like robbing rubbish. I guess local tip must mean dump. I think it must be a British slang.
Perhaps.
And he feels the need to share and express his dumbass mistake. So that's my rant, and as you showed, they put all hackers in the same box, just as CNN, Fox, Sky, MSNBC, Euronews, and all the other biased corporate broadcasters. The culture of fear is gradually taking over the UK, the same as the US and the BBC are certainly playing their part.
Well, they're not as bad.
Hope you enjoyed your first week off since the year dot.
They're not as bad. The BBC is not as bad as Fox motherfucking news or MSNBC or anybody else.
Yeah, I can't completely bash the people that gave us Ali G and American Idol.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? But it's not even that. Like, I listened to that episode.
You're going to let me get away with the American Idol?
Yeah, American Idol was a dope show. I watched it all the time. I have no problem admitting that. American Idol was the shizzle. But anyway, even though I've been offline for a little while, I did get the opportunity to listen to episode 65 when it came out, I think, and I heard the intro.
Wait a minute, have you been offline for a while, Mr. Pink?
Oh, I'm sorry. I don't know what the fuck is going on anymore. Anyway, fuck up. But anyway, I did get an opportunity to listen to that.
They don't have computers in the porn industry where you're at.
No, they don't. Sorry. But
Juicy Julie, do they have computers in your porn in the porn industry where you work?
It's always porn.
Always porn. See, that's what I'm saying. I don't know what's wrong with Mr. Pink here. Do you?
No.
Something's not right. But okay, Mr. Pink, you go ahead.
But anyway, I listened to that. I heard the guy from the Beeb. I heard him talking, you know, about the hackers at Hope and everything. And it seemed that, from my perception at least, it seemed that he had the attitude of someone who wasn't quite 100% sure of what was going on. And it was kind of apparent. And he did put a little bit of a negative slant, but not so much. But believe me, at least he acted like he wasn't 100% sure about what hackers did. If it was MSNBC or Fox, the evil, look at these guys fucking stealing from you, robbing you, fucking you over, sending you viruses, blah, 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 blah. Fuck them. The BBC is a little bit better. It's not, of course, it's not independent media, so they're not going to give you the real story.
Well,
not as slanted as the American media.
Yeah, I mean, even...
I mean, dude, what's the guy's name who wrote that email?
That was Binky.
Okay, Binky. I understand from your email you've been to the States before. Okay, I've never been to the UK, so maybe I'm just talking out of my ass. But I have to live here every single day. I turn the TV, I watch this news every day, and then I listen to BBC Radio and watch the Beeb on TV, and it's so fucking refreshing. It's not independent media by any means, but it's so much better than what I see every day in the States. Maybe I'm biased. Maybe I'm biased towards the American media. You know what I'm saying? I could very well be. But I'm just telling you from my perception, my perspective, that the BBC, I'd much rather listen to those fuck faces than MSNBC or CNN.
All right, language.
Fox News.
Language.
Excuse me. Also, I can't help it, man.
Also, I do have to say that he has one point that I do agree with wholeheartedly, if this is true, the fact that the fact that they have no advertising on it doesn't give you, I mean, that eliminates one bias. And I don't know if he didn't really refer to that, but I thought of that. If they don't have advertising, you don't get biased out of fear of losing advertisers and stuff, which is something else that happens.
And that's another thing.
TV.
He says the BBC is owned by the British government, but these American news outlets are owned by these large corporations. Like NBC is owned by General Electric. So when General Electric is doing some bad stuff, do you really think they're going to report that straight?
Oh, of course not.
You know what I'm saying? No, of course not. And what I don't understand is about the licensing fees, right? And the fact that you have no advertisement, but you pay licensing fees. I don't recall what episode it was, but it was quite a while ago on Radio Freak America. Our friend Bland Inquisitor was actually schooling us on something that I'm not sure a lot of people are aware of, that when cable television, pay cable television, came out in the U.S., right, that these cable channels didn't have advertisements. They had advertisements for the actual channel. You know, so if you were watching MTV, the only advertisements you were going to see were advertisements for MTV. Something that was coming on later, you know what I'm saying? Anything like that. And then slowly but surely, you have regular commercial advertisements on cable television, shit that you already pay for. You're already paying money every month for it, and you're getting advertisements on it. You know what I'm saying? And it's to the point where, like, how many people realize that TV is even free? Like, when I cut my cable off because I was sick of paying $50 a month to watch the History Channel because it's all I really watched, when I cut off my cable, it was like, man, I forgot that there was free television. Just fucking over the airwaves, you know?
You don't get the quality. That's what they claim.
What do you mean?
They say you don't get the same signal quality.
You don't get the same signal quality. You know why? Not because they can't. Because they don't. Because they don't want you to get free television. It's there, you know. It's always been there free. But they don't want you to have it.
But you can't get the porn channels that way either.
Yeah, you can't get the porn channels.
I can't live without.
What?
I can't live without my porn. I don't know about Juicy Julie, but I can't live without my porn. Can you?
Of course not.
Yeah, see, that's what I'm saying.
Well, you know, I'm Mr. Pink.
I wonder if they have
my own pornography every night.
I wonder how the porn channels work on the Beeb.
I don't know. I bet you it's that newscaster, the bald guy, just telling you stories.
Is that where is that where the naked news comes from? Is that from like the?
Ah, that's from Russia.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, Russia started all that. You know, it was a pretty good idea.
let me give this example of. I mean, basically, he's saying that it might be a little less biased than ours, but it's still biased.
Well, it's a lot less.
Right. But let me give an example. Let me give an example here.
Okay, go right ahead.
Stank Dog, my good friend, and who's brilliant, I might add.
That dude?
Brilliant dude, that guy. Stank Dog gave a presentation at that Hope conference, that very Hope conference. And some magazines, some trade magazines, his presentation was on the AS400. And it was very much a, this is what it is, and this is how it works. There was nothing underhanded, dirty, black hat.
Here's how you pwn it.
Yeah, it was nothing all that awful. He did pwn a machine there on the as part of the presentation, but it did not teach a step-by-step how-to or anything like that. It was just mostly educating people.
Yeah.
Well, the write-up in American press, from trade magazines to websites to IBM sites, was all about hackers teaching you how to break into the AS400.
Ridiculous.
So, I mean, it's extremely biased here. It's extremely slanted.
More than biased.
And ignorant. Well, what it is it's ignorant. That's what
it is. To this guy in the UK,
at least he sounded
bollocks.
Like...
The American media is bollocks. That's the best way for me to tell it to you. And if the beam is slanted, I bet you it's not pure bollocks. And if your little local station over there in Nottingham is shit or shite, whatever you want to call it, that's one thing. That's Nottingham. What about Manchester? What about fucking London? You know, what about places like that?
Yeah. Hey, as long as I get Red Dwarf reruns, I'm happy.
That's like the worst show ever.
Are you crazy?
Hate that.
I have every Red Dwarf, and of course I had to buy them Region 2 because they delay releasing them in the United States.
Yeah. How'd you get around that,
That's
by the way?
That's the greatest show in the world. That is
a Dwarf.
Red Dwarf.
I think it's garbage.
Oh, that show is so
good. So dry, man.
That's what makes it great.
Come on.
Oh, that's a good show. That's one of my all-time favorites.
Don't get me wrong. I like some shows over there from the UK.
So. I was so happy that they announced that new season.
Screw Red Dwarf, it's all about Doctor Who.
I couldn't wait for that to come to BBC America. I was sitting in front of the TV waiting for that to get the new season.
Yeah,
even though everybody over there,
BBC America, and I didn't think it was all that.
Everybody over there had already seen it like twice, three times in reruns before I finally got it over here.
So there's better stuff than Red Dwarf that you just don't see over here. Trust me.
Excuse me.
Bless you.
Thank you. well, let's wrap up the...
But anyway, yeah, enough of the beeb.
The mailbag there. And let's move on to...
Can I just say one last thing?
Sure.
The BBC is motherfucking lead, I'll tell you why. Because of all those bands that have a fucking CD called Live from the BBC, and it's always dope. The Beatles, David Bowie, it's always dope. Bauhaus, dope. All of it.
Better than MTV Unplugged?
Yeah. What, are you retarded? Of course. So the beeb is leet.
Right. Well, like I said earlier, some of our listeners over there across the pond, email us and let us know if you agree with this, disagree with it. Did we miss the mark?
Is Mr. Pink bollocks?
Is Mr. Pink
full of bollocks or what?
Full of brown. All right. Let's close up the mailbag and go into a quick little show and tell because. Again, I'm not feeling too well, and I'm running a fever, and my voice is about to give out any second.
Show and tell?
That damn Stank Dog made me sick.
That we're doing show and tell?
We're going to do a little show and tell.
Hey, Julie, I got something to show you. You going to tell?
Of course not. It's a secret.
That's right. Keep it a secret.
Well, my secret is that I have simply been working on some projects with Stank Dog. He unplugged and is kind of concentrating on getting some projects organized and running. Some of them have appeared in the forums, trying to get people moving on to something positive and not bitching about things.
I like to bitch about stuff.
And that's all I'm going to say. And as you can obviously tell, if you haven't made it abundantly clear through the show, I don't know what the hell I caught, because I also went to Freaknik in Nashville with Stank. I don't know what the hell I caught when I was in Nashville.
You and Stank seem to do a lot of things
together. We do. We're very close.
Do you hold hands when you do these things together?
No, we don't actually hold hands. No, that is not correct.
You just wink at each other, give each other a look.
Right.
All right.
A little pat in the ass.
Hey now.
A little go team, you know.
Too much information.
Just saying, a little go team, a good catch kind of But yeah, I don't know what kind of funk they got in Nashville.
But you got it now.
But I got some kind of Nashville funk that just will not... Dude, antibiotics did not kill it. I don't know what they got going on in Nashville, but I'm not going back.
I bet you a jug of moonshine will just, like, kill it.
Maybe.
It'll wipe it right out of your system. A big old jug, triple X on the, you know?
I missed an entire week of work, and I went through 2 weeks of antibiotics, and I'm still coughing up lung butter.
That's, yeah. more information than we...
It's not fun. Now, hey, Julie, is coughing up lung butter, does that make you hot?
Cough up something.
Oh.
Now.
I'll make you cough up something.
Right.
Oh. Now, Mr. Pink, what have you and your friend Decoder been up to lately?
Attending the 2600 meeting over here in New York City.
Is friend the proper term or life partner? I always get
that's
that.
That's right. Well, I choose to, I plead the fifth on that one. Matter of fact, because Mr. Pink, he just loves the pink.
Ah, gotcha. He doesn't love the brown?
No, I love the pink, baby.
Oh, okay.
Anything pink.
Decoder loves the brown.
I don't know what he likes. Anyway. This past Friday was, of course, 2600 meeting, and I, you know.
Oh, yeah, good point.
Hung out with a few people, did a few things, you know. What's his name? What's his face? Wasn't there. Emmanuel, I guess he was out of town.
Yeah, he is actually on the road, as a matter of fact.
On the road again.
I actually know that for a fact.
The world tour.
And yeah, actually, now that you bring that up, Stank told me to mention on the air that to give shout-outs to his 2600 meeting. He is also there and took some copies of Blacklisted Magazine and handed out.
Really?
Yep.
The new one's out now?
The new one is out.
I got to go check if it's at the local...
Tell you what, man, this Stank Dog guy's got an article in this one, too, and I'm telling you, that guy, not only is he brilliant, not only is he handsome, not only is he hung like a moose, but that dude can write.
No, he can write it up.
I'm telling you, he can put it down.
You know, I'll put it to you like this about Blacklisted 411.
Well, this is not a show about Blacklisted.
No, I'm just going to say one quick thing.
All right.
And the same goes for 2600.
Okay, go ahead.
No matter what you think, no matter whether you think it's wheat, or you think it's garbage, you think it's trash, no matter what, right? These are still people, quote, in the, quote, community, you know what I'm saying? And I don't know about any of y'all, but my dumb ass goes to the bookstore and pulls out the green out of my pocket. The pink pulls the green out, and he drops it on the counter for these magazines. So the thing is, support it, you know? 2600, Blacklisted 401 in the news, in the stores, you know, and Final Revolution magazine.
Yeah, and you know,
on the internet.
The thing is, write articles and make it better if you don't...
Yeah, you don't like it? Write a fucking article. You know, I'm sick of that shit. I'm sick of people telling me this shit. Oh, this sucks, that sucks, you know? Change it. You
see,
if there's something wrong with the format, these people, this isn't motherfucking, these aren't some publisher guys in some big golden office, you know? These are guys who want your feedback. If you don't like Blacklisted 401, you got a problem with it, send them an email. Say, like, look, here's how you make it better. Maybe they'll listen to you. Maybe they won't. But the point is, drop the dollars.
Yeah, don't, and that, you know what, and that don't bitch and complain, make it better applies to a lot of other things. Not only the magazine.
And not just magazines, but everything.
Your whole
entire life.
Preach on, brother.
You know, so, but I just wanted to make the point that regardless of what, you know, maybe I like the magazines, maybe I don't, but I still buy them. Just because. Maybe I'm being all that high and mighty, saying
on,
that
dude,
I support.
What is
I'm
it?
Underground.
It's $5 or $6 every 3 months. Come on.
Oh, my God. I'll break the fucking bank. No.
Yeah, you know?
That's 2 beers.
No, you're making money off of hacking where the information should all be free. And
it should all be free. With this magazine, it's a print magazine that you hold in your hand, all right? It's the information is free, and the paper costs you money. The printing costs you money. The graphics cost you money. Buy it.
Yeah, but you should put it online for free, too, for people to download.
But you don't.
I know. That's what I hear all the time.
Well, you know what? My idea, this has gone off into a huge tangent. I'm sorry about this. You were right. Maybe I shouldn't have. But I just wanted to get that out. But I am going to say this. My idea, and this was originally for 2600. This was before Binary Revolution, BinRev Magazine came out. That I think when, let's say, volume, what is it right now? I'm holding the 2600 right in front of me. This is volume 21, number 3, right? Well, when volume 22, number 1 comes out, I think that volume 21, number 1, should be thrown up PDF on the fucking site. That's what that's just my personal opinion. If I was 2600, that's what I would do. I would push back 4 issues. You know what I'm saying? And boom, PDF on the site.
I'm sorry, so 1 year delayed, is that what you said? Or
one year delayed.
Or 1 quarter delayed?
No, 1 year. I'm saying that this is right here, the one with the Chinese guy with the AK on the cover. This is volume 21, number 3. The next one's going to be, you know, so when this is here, when I get this in my hands, volume 20, number 3, which was a year ago, should go up as a PDF.
Well, we kind of do something similar to that with Ben Rev Magazine, and
you put teaser PDFs.
No. Yeah, well, we put PDFs, teaser PDFs up right away.
Yeah, which is...
But
just,
no one
else does that.
One issue delayed, articles from the previous magazine are released online as text files.
Yeah, the articles as text
right.
files. Not
you
necessarily,
don't get all
you know, when
right.
you buy the magazine, when you pay your good money, when you throw Stank Dog some money on PayPal...
Yeah, which I'm getting rich off by the fucking way.
Yeah, you know, I mean, how much do you... Go out there, you fucking noobs. Go out there and try to print up a magazine as the quality of 2600 or the quality of Binary Revolution. You know what I'm saying? Go do that and see how much you're going to pay for it. You think Stank Dog is getting rich?
Oh, I'm fucking rolling in
money.
I sleep on a mattress
magazine.
Filled with $100.
Stank, you don't pay anyone for their articles. People just submit them. You know, if you want to get paid for the article and Stank ain't going to pay you, don't fucking submit it. Go cry somewhere else.
Right.
Go submit that shit to Wired and watch them laugh in your face.
Hey, if we make it to store shelves someday, I'll pay for articles. I think that's perfectly fine, but right now we can't.
Yeah, this is an underground community. Shut the fuck up, everyone. Just go drop dead or something. We don't care.
Yeah. Well, we care, but I'm tired of hearing it. You know?
Yeah, we're sick of hearing the same shit. It's
if you don't have anything nice to say, don't say anything at all. I mean, that's something
here.
That everyone's mother should have taught them when they were a year old.
Yeah.
Well, I don't know. When do you start talking?
I don't know.
I don't have kids. I don't know when they start.
Nowadays, they should...
When do they stop pooping
they
themselves?
Stop talking is what I want to know.
Yeah, when do they stop pooping in their diapers? And
Never, because I'm pretty sure the same people who talk shit are still shitting their pants every day. We don't care, though, you know what I'm saying? If you want to bitch about the magazine costing money, you know what? Nobody's fucking forcing you to buy it. You don't want to buy it? Don't fucking buy it. Screw yourself. And don't bitch about, oh, Stank's not paying, he's taking our articles and making money off of it, and we're not getting paid for it. Don't fucking submit an article. Kill yourself. Submit it to someone else. Get paid for it. See if you can get paid for the article.
What if you can get paid
for your shitty article that's probably bullshit anyway. You probably can't write. It's probably wrong. Nobody cares. Get the fuck out of here.
I don't know. We printed yours.
I hate these people, man. I'm getting sick of it.
What about people who come in the forums and don't like the forums and hate the drama? And
fuck
how the
away!
Forums are
going go to the show. Fuck away! Nobody asked you to be there. Nobody dragged you there. The point is, this whole fucking thing, everything.
These opinions, of course, are all Mr. Pink.
Huh?
I said these opinions are from Mr.
Pink.
Yeah,
these opinions are from
Mr.
Pink.
Do not necessarily
reflect the opinions of Binary Revolution Radio or BinRev.com.
But they probably do.
Yeah, they might.
They're probably pretty damn close.
But they might. Yeah, they're close.
But if Stank Dog were to say him, he's the asshole bad guy for saying it.
Yeah, right? No, all I'm saying, yeah, call me an asshole. I don't care. This whole thing is supposed to be fun. And you know what? Sometimes, you know, real life kicks in, and it's not fun anymore. Some people get in legal trouble. A lot of shit goes down, you know what I'm saying? But at the end of the motherfucking day, it's still supposed to be fun. You make a magazine because you want to. Out of your love for the fucking, for everything. You want to do this, you know what I'm saying? You're not going to give it away for free. You want a print fucking magazine, a color motherfucking cover. A good-looking magazine, but Ben Rev Magazine, thanks to Logan Five, who is a fucking goddamn genius. The guy's an amazing artist, you know what I'm saying?
Happy birthday to Logan Five, by the way, yesterday.
Birthday, yeah, happy birthday, man.
Yesterday was his birthday.
The guy's a phenomenal artist. Like, let me tell you, when your fucking Ben Rev Magazine is fucking lead.
Yeah.
I'm not just saying that either, because I'm on this show. If it was shit, I'd say it's shit. It's fucking lead, okay? So you people don't want to drop $5, $6 on it? Kill yourself. No one cares. Take that $6 and buy a motherfucking butt plug, shove it up there, and shut the fuck up.
Hey, Julie, Juicy Julie, what do you think about that plan?
Oh, butt plugs.
Ooh, bend me over.
Oh,
yeah. I'm serious, man. It just pisses me off. It's supposed to be about fun. Fun. Don't start bitching when you don't like something. Just shut the fuck up.
Or change it. Help.
Or change it. Do something about it.
Help.
Or how about this? Here's a novel idea. How about instead of bitching about it, why don't you pose it in a different way and say, you know what, this has kind of been bothering me. Maybe, you know, maybe other people think the same way, but I think that this could be done a little different. Instead of saying, oh, well, you guys are fucking noobs, what the fuck is wrong with you? Just get fucking real, man, seriously. Jesus.
And for those of you all playing along with how many times does he say fuck?
Yeah.
Keep track on IRC as you play along and listen to this?
Yeah, keep track. Keep fucking track.
That's one more. Now let's move on to our main topic, which is going to drop a few more F-bombs if I know Decoder well. I mean,
I'm, man, I'm
Mr.
sorry
Pink,
that I'm
Mr.
like
Pink,
this, you know,
Mr.
but
Pink.
I haven't been on the radio for a little while.
Yeah.
Except, well, this Mind War thing, you know, but since that's kind of my project and Rigel's project.
Well, that's Decoder's thing.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, I mean, Decoder and Rigel, so they do what they want over there, but I'm serious, man.
They do what they want.
Oh, they do what they want, just like my man, like a 225 does what he wants.
Exactly. Still my dog, though.
Like, he's my man, yeah.
That's right.
Don't bring that drama here.
Let's move on into our main topic, which is my all-time favorite store, Best Lie.
Worst Buy.
And I say that with so much sarcasm that you can't even tell. Especially with my voice all screwed up. Here's the thing. I loved Best Buy about 2 years ago, 2 to 3 years ago. But Best Buy took a turn for the worse in their attitude and the way they started treating people. And there is a story right now, a recent story in the Wall Street Journal.
Remember you said that. Remember.
What's that?
Remember you said that you stopped going there a couple of years ago.
I did.
They took a turn for the worse when I mentioned something.
I stopped going there for a couple of reasons, and these reasons are they're even getting even worse now. They're announcing intentionally. They've made it clear and public that what they're doing is, and they're doing it intentionally. For example, one of the things I stopped going was, A, they got really bad about the bait and switch. You know, they advertise something, they've got one when you get there, and it's gone, and they don't give you a rain check, or they want to fight and argue about the rain check. And then even if they give you a rain check, you can't get the same price because the price is with a rebate, and by the time the rain check comes in, the rebate's expired, and they won't give it to you at that price.
I don't fuck with rebates anyway.
Yeah, and everything they do is with a rebate. It used to be you could go in and get something with either what they call the instant rebate, which is basically a different price. I don't know why they call it the instant rebate. It's just
there are still some instant rebates.
Yeah, but very few. Most of them, they want you to mail it in, and they know that most people won't get around to it.
But some of them are manufacturer's rebates.
But the biggest,
you can't really blame Best Buy for that.
Yeah, the biggest thing was, A, they stopped competing on price, which was the only reason to go there because they offered better prices. Certainly isn't for the customer service or the super intelligent employees they have there to answer your questions. That's
shit.
Sure as hell not. But the biggest thing that pissed me off was when they added this 15% restocking fee. And you know what? Before I even go off on a tangent about that, because I don't want to wear my voice out, I'm just going to start reading a few clips from this article here. Again, this is from the Wall Street Journal. Brad Anderson, CEO, Chief Executive Officer of Best Buy Company, is embracing a heretical notion for a retailer. He wants to separate the angels, the quote, angels, among his 1.5 million daily customers from the quote, devils. Best Buy's angels are customers who boost profits at the consumer electronics giant by snapping up high-definition televisions, portable electronics, and newly released DVDs without waiting for markdowns or rebates. The devils are its worst customers. They buy products. Ooh, that's terrible.
Oh, don't buy shit here, please.
No product buying. That makes you the devil. They apply for rebates. Oh, holy crap, that's a terrible customer that actually applies for the rebates that you offer.
I throw those things out myself.
God forbid you actually follow up on that. That makes you a bad customer. And this is what they're defining as devils. I'm not making this up. Return the purchases, then buy them back at returned merchandise discounts. Now, that I agree with. That I can see. That I don't have a problem with.
That's a scam.
Yeah, you buy a laptop and break it and then return it and then come back 2 weeks later and buy it open box at a discount. Yeah, I see that. And I understand that's probably why they try to justify the restocking fee. But you know what? They tried to hit me with a restocking fee on something that I bought that was defective out of the box. That's ridiculous.
What'd you do about it?
I ended up having to send it in to the manufacturer to honor a rebate, which is a much bigger hassle. I want to be able to return it to the store. If I can't return it to the store, I'll buy that shit online.
Did you try to exchange it or return it flat out?
I just wanted to exchange it for a new one.
I would have just bitched.
They said that they would have given me. They said they would have given me a new one, but I also had to pay 15% restocking fee.
I would have told them to go kill themselves. They sold a defective item. You call the fucking Better Business Bureau. You can't do that.
And they told me that I had to send it back under warranty to the manufacturer. It was a hard drive. So
kidding me?
Nope.
Fuck them, man.
So that was pretty much the straw that broke the camel's back for me. Their customer service is terrible. They don't honor rain checks. They don't advertise properly. They don't give you what they say they're going to give you. And just all in all, I just got fed up with it. Well, now they've decided to roll this out full scale as an official way of doing business. The devils are its worst customers. They buy products, apply for rebates, return the purchases, then buy them back at return merchandise discounts. Okay. They load up on, quote, loss leaders. Now, if you don't know what a loss leader is, that's like you see it in retail a lot with Walmart, for example, or something. They'll sell the Clorox bleach for 29 cents a gallon, hoping to get you in the store that after you're in there, sure, they lose money on selling a thing of bleach, but they hope you buy other stuff and load up your cart, and they make that money back from you buying other things.
It'll take a loss on one to make the money on something else, just
right.
The fact that your dumbass is inside their hellhole.
Now, that's a perfectly standard strategy, a perfect thing that businesses do all the time. Usually it works, but you know what? It's a risk you take when you do it. You can't whine and cry about it, in my opinion, if it doesn't pay off for you. If you're going to list something out there as a loss leader, because you know what? What really, it's their fault because they're trying to one-up Circuit City or Walmart or Target or one of the other companies by lowering it so they can say, we had the lowest price. Well, guess what? You chose to do that. Now, you're going to damn well honor it. That's the way I feel about it anyway.
Oh, yeah,
of course. Only speak for myself, Buck Dangler. Where's my bow chicka bow?
Bow chicka wow wow.
They load up on loss leaders, severely discounted merchandise designed to boost store traffic, then flip the goods at a profit on eBay.
All right. Well, you know what? That's a valid concern of Best Buy. You know what I'm saying? Because they're taking the risk by taking losses on certain items to get you in there to buy something else. But when you're saying you're going to sell, you're going to take a TV, perhaps, right? Like, let's say a nice, plasma screen TV, right? And your cost.
Well, generally, loss leaders are low ticket items.
That's what I'm saying. So who's flipping something on eBay? Well, they just if it's a low ticket item, they could just as very easily put a limit on how many you could buy. And that's it. You know, if it's something that's small, you know, something that costs maybe their cost board is $10, and they're going to sell it for $8 to get your dumbass in the store. You can only buy one, or you can only buy two or three, or just give a limit. You know.
And they usually do that as well. But I just don't see why I'm a bad customer, because I go in the day that the new DVD Star Wars or whatever comes out, Lord of the Rings comes out, and I want to buy it because they have the lowest price. So I go in, I buy it at the price that they advertise, and I walk out of the store with it. How am I a bad customer because of that? How am I a devil?
They're not making any money off of you. See, this isn't...
That's their fault, not mine.
Thank you. Got to understand that...
No one made them put that at a low price like that.
I understand this, but...
If they wouldn't have done it, I would have gone to whatever had the next lowest price. And if they just priced their stuff instead of trying to compete with each other, they're taking a risk. If it doesn't pay off... That doesn't make me a bad customer. That makes you a bad business person.
But once again, nobody's forcing you to shop at Best Buy.
And I don't anymore.
I don't, well, yeah. I think that this guy, he has the right idea. He might be going about it the wrong way. There's a few things he's doing that I don't agree with. But it's always been a standard thing in business that all customers are important. And I've had the displeasure to work in retail quite a few times in my life. And I will tell you this, that it's always been my contention that that's a load of shit. That there's certain types of customers that you don't want in your store. Now, the problem is that maybe the person who goes in there and just wants to buy the stuff on sale, that's not necessarily a bad customer, but there's probably a higher percentage of people who do that that are bad customers.
Consumers have
buy the regular stuff that are bad customers.
Consumers have rights.
Consumer
has
rights,
a right.
They also have the right to shop wherever the fuck they want.
That's right, and they have a right that if you advertise something at a certain price, they have a right to come in and purchase that product at that price.
Well, stop it.
Period.
Well,
That does not make you a bad customer, a devil, or anything wrong with it. This paragraph goes on to say, they slap down rock-bottom price quotes from websites and demand that Best Buy make good on its lowest price pledge. If you have a pledge that you're going to price match and meet or beat anyone's price, that's a business decision that you've made.
But you can price
and if somebody comes in with a price and says, I found this cheaper, price match it, you damn well better be prepared to honor it, or you are a fucking liar.
Yeah, but where are you going to pull that off of? You're going to make your own website and then say, oh, look, this guy has this TV for 50 cents. You know what I'm saying?
Well, no, because normally what they say on those is that it has to be a recognized site. Now, yes, that gives them a vague area.
That's too vague. Why don't they just say another physical retailer, like a store that you walk in,
yeah,
that sells circulars in the mail? Why don't they just say, we don't match prices on the motherfucking internet?
That's what their official rule is. It has to be a bricks-and-mortar store.
Okay, that's good.
So if I get
nobody should come in on the internet and say this. You just say, look, you're fucked.
Yeah, but what if it's
store.
A brick? But I order a lot of electronics and stuff from a place up in New York. It's a brick-and-mortar store, but I buy it through their online web front.
Okay.
They should honor that, but they didn't.
Brick-and-mortar store?
I went in there with that exact printout, and they would not honor it for me. I've gone in there with printouts from Circuit fucking City. Now, don't tell me they shouldn't honor that.
And they wouldn't honor it?
No, they wouldn't honor it. Because it's a lie. It is an out-and-out lie. I'm losing my voice trying to scream over you. It is an out-and-out lie where they rape the customers. They say we have a price-matching policy when the bottom line fact of the matter is they do not. It is a lie. And they should be held accountable for it instead of blaming us for being bad customers.
A bad customer.
Ridiculous.
You know you're a bad customer.
And here's the other funny thing. Just to put this in perspective, Best Buy estimates that as many as 100 million of its 500 million customer visits each year are undesirable. And that the 54-year-old chief executive wants to be rid of these customers.
20%.
100 million. You know who would be happy to have them? Walmart, who's number two on the list of electronic retailers.
I'm going to get to that in a second.
Believe it or not.
I'm going to get to that.
Number three, Circuit City. Hey, guess what? If they get 100 million customers, they're going to leapfrog into number one.
Well, yeah, yeah.
They'll be glad to take them. I'm certain of it.
Unless those 100 million customers are the shitty customers who come and fuck you over and scam you.
Yeah, right. Number four is actually Dell, which is a different animal altogether. And
yeah.
Five is Target. So, you know what? All those places, they'll be glad to take those customers. I think this is a stupid, stupid business decision. And I'm going to watch Best Buy fall flat on their face for this.
Well, let me ask you this, Stank. I saw that particular article in the Wall Street Journal. And can you do me a favor and tell me what their... what their sales figures total were last year?
Yeah, this is actually, you didn't see this, but this is actually a funny part of the whole thing. If these customers are ripping them off so bad and screwing them over so horribly that they feel it's necessary to do this, explain these numbers.
I will. I'll show you in a second.
In the 2004 fiscal year that ended in February, mm-hmm. Best Buy reported a net income of $570 million.
Okay.
Up from $99 billion during the year earlier period.
Okay.
So they made They made $500 million more than the previous year. But somehow...
So it was only... I thought that was $99 million more dollars.
No, up from $99
million. Okay, $500 million more. I'm going to explain exactly...
All right.
I'm going to explain something right here.
You've got the microphone for a second.
Okay, you said that you stopped doing business with them a couple of years ago because of their policies that they implemented, right?
Right.
Well, obviously they're fucking working because they went up to $500 million in those new policies, and this guy, Anderson, what's his name, Brad? I call him Brad Anderson. What he's looking at is saying, look, we implemented these crazy fucking policies, and we're up $500 motherfucking million dollars this year.
They did
so
not.
We just get real fucking nuts.
They didn't implement these policies officially.
Okay, but you said they were doing it like the 15% restocking, which is totally unheard of. You know what I'm saying? It's unfucking heard of. But if this has made them that much money,
I'm
all for it. Do it.
That's not unheard of. I just went and got a nice fresh glass of iced tea there. Maybe that'll help my voice. It's not unheard of. A lot of online places do it. because of the fact that it does cost them money to do some of this stuff. And again, that's a risk you accept
as a
consumer.
It's an online place when you have to ship something out, you know what I'm saying? It's a bitch.
But that's exactly what it is. That's an online thing. There's no reason for the bricks and mortars to do this.
Well, there isn't, but Best Buy is doing it. It's stupid, but you know what?
Walmart,
it's made these guys $500 million extra last year, so you know what? I think by the way this
it could have been $900 million if they didn't piss off people like me with these stupid policies.
Never know. Maybe it would have been less. That's the thing, and that's what he's trying to do. Now, I understand your side of the story. I definitely do.
And I think
but from a perspective, from a retail perspective, you got to put yourself in this guy's shoes.
No, it is
heresy by turning away customers,
it's
by saying that some customers are bad customers. But sometimes heresy takes you far.
It's bad business all the way around.
Well, we never know. We'll see. We'll see this guy, Brad Anderson, he got a $500 million a year company. Let's see what he does. Let's see what happens.
It could have been a $900 million a year if he hadn't pissed off a lot. Because I'm not the only one that thinks this.
Well, I'm sure.
Look online over the past year or so and look at how many Best Buy sucks stories there are.
That's true. But
you know, Best
you,
Buy reputation
ad,
is going down. And meanwhile, this is exactly what Circuit Shitty did in the 80s.
Yeah.
Circuit City now has gotten better. They got rid of the commission with the salespeople hawking over you.
Yeah.
Circuit City now is on the upswing because they're catching off all that business of people that are sick and tired of dealing with Best Buy. I do all of my shopping at Circuit City now, and I do spend a lot of money on electronics. You know, I'm a computer geek. I buy all that kind of stuff. I used to get it at Best Buy. Not anymore.
Well,
I go to Circuit City, and you know why? Because, A, they do honor their price match. I've gone to them a couple times with the Best Buy ad, and they have price matched it. Not a problem. They were happy about it. So you know what I do as a consumer because of that? I take my other business back to them. That makes that company grow.
Well,
so
I
this
hear
decision,
you on that, man.
But no, let me
you,
finish.
You know,
let me finish.
Type,
let me finish. Let me finish. Let me finish.
Okay.
As a business decision that this guy has made, myself, and there are a lot of people like me, you just were getting ready to say that you agreed with me, all of us have taken our business away from them.
Yeah.
So sure, they made $570 million, but it could have been higher and would have been higher, except that they're alienating customers by doing this.
Well, let's see what happens at the end of the fiscal year next year if these policies are implemented.
Yeah, well, it's going to take a little bit longer because now they have so many physical locations and there are so many places where they've strong-armed other companies out of business. If they're in a location where there is no Circuit City and there is no Walmart, like
that's it. They're the only game in town.
Yeah, like there is. Yeah, well, there's no place where there's no Walmart anymore.
Here, right fucking here where I live, baby.
And actually, there's another parallel, if we have a second to go on this, is the fact that Walmart, before Sam Walton died, was a great place. Sam Walton was the bomb. Sam Walton was a really cool guy. Walmart would take anything back. They would take all returns, no questions asked.
Yeah.
I saw, and this is not a joke, I am not making this up, you can believe it or if not, I saw somebody return a box of condoms used to a Walmart, and they gave them their money back.
I do that all the time.
Yeah, well, I know. Don't we all now?
I return them.
But no, I mean, of course you're going to have people that do nasty stuff like that, but for the most part, people are coming back in because the item broke and they're honest or whatever. If you tried to return something to Walmart these days, forget about it. That's why Walmart is so hated now.
Well, as far as point, I want to get into a little tangent about Walmart.
Well, they
now,
get
these
into
are the top five electronics retailers.
No, wait a minute. Here's the point of that, and the reason I bring that up, and it also goes back to Circuit City in the 80s. They used to be the only game in town, and they shot themselves in the foot, and they got a bad reputation. They're on the upswing now because they hopefully learned their lesson. But what happens is when they're growing and when they're a small company taking off, they're good. They have that hunger. They're wanting to be successful.
They want customers.
There comes a point where they hit a point where they think they're great. They think they're too big that they can make up the rules and change the rules. But guess what? Consumers are the ultimate decision makers. And consumers are more intelligent than these people give us credit for.
Oh, yeah.
I will shop online or at another alternative store to get these items if Best Buy does not cater to what I want and what I need. I am not going to let them take advantage of me. And the majority of consumers, I think, feel the same way.
Well, you're probably right. But all I have to say is this. I think the guy is on the right track. He's just going to do it the wrong way.
I think
he is on the right track that not every customer is important. And
every
sometimes you want to get
important.
Rid of a certain element, customer.
Yeah, a very tiny percentage, not 20%.
No, not 20%. No. I, like I said, I think he's on the right track, but he's not. He hasn't quite gotten it yet.
1/20 of 1%
Personally, from my personal experience, what I've seen, and maybe I live in a crazy place. Maybe New York is kind of wacky or something.
You live in New York too?
I would say it's closer to 5% of customers you want gone.
Did you know that Decoder lives in New York too?
Yeah, yeah. We hang out at the NYC 2600.
Oh, you should hook up. Yeah.
Yep, definitely. But I'm going to say closer to 5%, maybe because I'm really cynical. Maybe it's closer to about 2-2.5%, but it's not 1/10 of a percent, like you said, man.
It's a large number,
but it's not 20%. It's not 100 million of the people walking through Best Buy every year. That's fucking goddamn sure.
I just think instead of taking all these weird strategies and alienating customers, I think if they would just stop doing the lost leader tactics all the time, and sell it at whatever a minimum profit or a small profit or even a big profit, so that at least when people come in, they know where they stand, they know where they're getting, and they know you're being honest.
Well, the lost leadership
you're going to learn. Now listen, you're going to learn. You're going to lose some customers like that to the other lost leaders.
Oh yeah.
Yes, but you're not going to lose 20% when you intentionally alienate 20% by doing this kind of stuff. You're shooting yourself in the foot.
Definitely. He definitely is. I think he's on the right track, but he's going to fuck up. But I will say that I'm not Mr. Consumer, but when I see the Best Buy ad in the Sunday newspaper, and I see this new movie on DVD that comes out, and it's $10 or $15 or whatever the fucking sale is, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
And it's brand new, it's just out, and I want to go pick it up that Tuesday that it comes out, I'll walk into the Best Buy, I'll pick up that DVD, and while I'm there, I will buy a few other things. I'm not going to just buy that DVD, but that's just the way I work. That's just the way I shop, because I'm already there. You know what I'm saying? I'm already physically in the fucking store. I don't want to come back. Trust me. I don't really want to be out there shopping for shit inside a retail establishment. It gives me a bad taste in my mouth, so I want to get what I got to get. So maybe I'll go in there for that $10 or $15 brand new movie that just came out on DVD. But I might also say, oh, look, that's a cool DVD, and it's only $10. I'm going to grab that, too. And then I might walk over and look at the CDs and say, oh, here's a fucking new band, and this CD is only $8 or some shit because of one of these new bands, And I'll pick that up, and I'll say, oh, yeah, and I need fucking batteries. Oh, and I need a new fucking whatever, for this random piece of electronic equipment I have. And I might pick up a few things while I'm there.
Right,
not because I'm a consumer and because I'm so tempted to buy so many things. It's because I don't want to be in the motherfucking store that much. You know what I'm saying?
Right, but at the same time, there are some times, I'm like that too. If there's something I need, I'll get it while I'm there and get it on one trip. But at other times, I'm going there because I'm only here to get one thing, a DVD, and get the hell out.
Yeah,
that doesn't make me a bad customer.
Sometimes I do that as well, but usually I am going to buy more than the DVD, but that's just me.
Well, that's,
I'm only
going to
see my ass in Best Buy like 3 or 4 times a year,
Right, but like me, I'll go in there 4 or 5 times. Each time I'm going in there for a particular DVD, and again, I do not anymore. They lost my business.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I hear you on that, man.
I go in there 4 or 5 times. Each time it's to buy a particular item. I need...
Well, things.
I need a USB cable. I need a CD burner because my other one broke. I want this DVD that came out. So I go in there 5 times and I buy only the one item that I want, the one item that's on sale that they've got as a loss leader, if that's the case, whatever. But you know what? Out of those 5 times, I also notice that they have a digital camera section.
Yeah.
So when it came time to buy a digital camera, I know where I'm going to go to buy it. Not anymore. You're going to chase me out those 4 or 5 times. I'm not going to come back and buy a camera because you don't want me.
You're kind of right. I will say, though, that we, as hackers, we're an electronics store. We're going to get other shit. Whether we fucking went in there for it or not, we're going to get other shit. You're going to buy something else, unless you have unless you got nothing in your pocket and you really only want to spend this $15 on this DVD. Come on. You're into technology. You're going to get something else. You're going to buy a fucking pack of blank CDs, or you're going to, something.
Why would I need blank CDs?
I don't know. Why would you need them?
I don't know. I don't understand that either. I mean, there's nothing I would need those for.
Why not?
Because I don't need to really burn anything. I mean, the only people that burn stuff are software pirates.
Okay, fine. Maybe I'm a software pirate. Screw you.
Yeah, you don't even have a computer, you douche.
Whatever. I'm just saying, the point is that you're in an electronics store. Not everyone, but just we in our particular here community, you might buy a few more things. Me personally, like I said, I don't want to be in the fucking store, ever. So if I'm going in there to get that $15 DVD, I'm going to grab a few other things while I'm there. It's not something I went in there specifically.
Are you really going to sit here and tell me that you've never gone into a store for one item and one item only and left buying only one item?
I have.
You're walking down the streets of come on, we walked in the subway and you go and you buy the one-day subway pass because that's all you need.
Yeah, but sometimes, I'm gonna explain it like this. I don't go in there. I go in there wanting that new. What's a new movie that's out? What's like a brand new fucking movie that's out?
I have no idea.
All right, well,
Shrek.
Whatever. Fahrenheit 9/11. Shrek, I go in there and I want to buy
Fahrenheit
9/11.
We're not using that on my show.
It's on sale.
I'm not using
Fahrenheit. Only one I can think of, dude.
I'm giving you another one. Shrek 2 just came out, I think.
Shrek 2. I was going to say that, but I don't like Shrek. Well, if I was inclined to like that Shrek nonsense, I would go in there and I would say, okay, Shrek 2 is out. I'm going to buy this. It's cheap here at Best Buy. Fine. So I go in there, and I'm not thinking about getting anything else. But now I go over to where the DVDs are, I pick up Shrek 2, and being the fucking inquisitive person that I am, I'm going to look around the DVDs, and I'm going to say, oh, shit, fucking Metropolis.
You
got to
catch the subway, man. You got to hurry up and catch the subway. Get the hell out.
No, I'm just going to say, look, it's Metropolis, and it's $10. You know what I'm saying? And I'm going to grab that DVD, and I'm going to buy Shrek 2, and I'm going to buy Metropolis.
Well, you're a woman. What do you want me to tell you? You're shopping.
It's not shopping.
Yes, you are. You just went over and looked at Metropolis. You're a woman.
Get the hell out of here. Get off my show.
We are going to get the hell out of here.
Get off my show, motherfucker.
I've got a little bit of voice left. I'm not going to be... Whew.
Anyway, you know what? To wrap up the whole Best Buy thing.
Right.
It's fucked up what he's doing. It's not good to customers. But you know what? Here's the bottom line. The bottom line is, if in the 2005 fiscal year, this crazy fucking plan that Rad Brad, whatever his last name is...
Mm-hmm.
What's his last name?
Rad Anderson.
Well, whatever Rad Brad Anderson does, if it fucking works, you're going to see some really crazy shit happen in the world of commercial fucking consumerism and stuff like that.
I couldn't have more confidence that this is going to fail.
Okay, well, hey,
it's
you know what?
Absolutely.
I'm the ever the skeptic, and I just don't know.
Yeah.
It might work, it might not. I think he's on the right track.
If you chase away people, they're not going to notice that you... Basically, they make money on high-ticket items. If people don't come in and buy the low-ticket DVDs and music and stuff, they're not going to buy a new
DVD. Don't fucking sell DVDs and CDs in your Best Buy if you want to make money on the $6,000 plasma TV.
Well, that's what they're doing. That's really what they're trying.
Well, then don't fucking stop carrying them. Don't carry batteries.
That's what I'm saying.
You need to carry batteries in an electronic store, but don't carry... You don't need to carry the DVDs. You don't really fucking have to. Anybody could go to Tower fucking Records and buy a CD. You know what I'm saying? Anybody could go anywhere to buy the media. You know what I'm saying? But if you want to buy a $10,000 fucking TV, then go to Best Buy. If you don't want this shit, Rad Brad Andrews, don't sell DVDs, don't sell CDs, don't sell these low-ticket items. That's it. That's all I can tell you, bro. That's all I can tell them.
Because the people who buy those are devils, according to Brad Anderson.
Yeah, but he's right, though. People might come in there.
We're devils. He's right, though. We're devils. That's brilliant.
They're trying to pull one over on you or buy something, and then it goes on sale next week, and they want to come back and say, oh, I bought this last week, and now it's on sale. It's like, what tough fucking shit? You bought it last week. Tough shit.
Well.
You got to put yourself in his shoes as well.
Circuit City.
You got to stand in the shoes of yourself as a consumer. But every once in a while, you got to stand in Rad Brad's shoes, and you got to say, I'm
all
the
right,
fucking
and
CEO
listen.
Of Best Buy. I want to make
oh,
fucking
God,
more money.
It's so impossible to get a word in edgewise with you.
I'm sorry. Well,
here,
you said that you had a sore throat, and you didn't want
to
talk.
Well, yeah, you're right, but it makes it worse trying to speak over you.
I'm sorry. I don't pause enough. I'm sorry.
I'm just going to say that I'm going to go back and say that, first of all, everybody that does this or somebody else out there that's happy because they're going to swoop on the business because they are smart businessmen.
Definitely.
And that's why I say Circuit City is the place right now because they do honor their price matching policy. They do still honor the prices that you come in. They don't treat customers like criminals and devils. That's disgusting to even use such a term.
I agree with. You really should call them devils. You could call them bad customers or non-profit customers, you know what I'm saying, or
right.
Lost customers, but devils and angels, get the fuck out of here.
Yeah, that's just sickening.
Circuit City is
going to be glad to have you come in there. They're going to sell you the stuff, and if they don't have the best price, go it online, but avoid Best Lie. That's my summary. Don't go there. If they don't want you, we don't want them.
Yeah, exactly. Don't go there. You don't like their policies, don't go there.
Absolutely. Exactly right. You can go and what you just said.
Walmart.
What you just said about the price, about people saying I bought it on sale or I bought it last week and now it's on sale this week. Guess what? Circuit City has a 30-day price match. If you do find it on sale in 30 days and take it back, they will give it to you. Okay, so Best Buy, you think it's a smart idea to not do that? Guess where everybody's going to go? Guess who's laughing all the way to the fucking bank?
Yeah, well, Circuit City's still number three, my friend, and Best Buy is number one.
And you watch.
By the way, was that...
You watch.
Those top five, though, that was electronics retailers?
Electronics retailers only.
I'm going to say one thing about Walmart, because we all hate Walmart. I'm going to say one thing about Walmart. The lines, the products, the models that these electronics companies send to Walmart are Walmart only most of the time.
Very, very quickly do this.
Yeah, most of the time they're Walmart only. So when you see that Sony CD player at Walmart...
Oh, God, don't buy Sony.
I'm just saying, I'm just making up a name. When you see that Sony CD player at Walmart, you think, oh, Sony's good shit, check out the model number. Go look it up online and find out that it's Walmart only. It's fucking inferior. Don't buy anything at Walmart, but if you can help it, never buy a piece of electronic anything at Walmart. Do yourself a favor and don't do it. These are not real products. These are Walmart products. Just because it says Sony, this is shit they only send to Walmart most of the time. I could be wrong, but this is what I've noticed. I try to stay the fuck out of Walmart. There's no Walmarts that close to me. I think the closest one is maybe, 20, 30 miles. So I'm lucky right here where I am. But I've lived in places where Walmart's, the main thing in town, and I've noticed this, that these electronics are not the real deal. These are fucking inferior shit that these manufacturers make on the cheap just for Walmart because they know Walmart's one of these cheapo fucking stores. So don't do it. Don't buy any electronics at Walmart. Get them out of the top five.
I've lived in places where Walmart was the only game in town.
Dude, when I lived, Iowa, and Walmart was the only game in town. And you know fucking what? I drove 65 fucking miles on the interstate to Iowa City, well, almost Iowa City, to the mall, and shopped at a little store called Best Buy.
Yuck.
That was the other only game in town. But I could have went to Circuit City or anything else. Traveled the 60-something miles to the mall instead of shopping at the Walmart 6/10 of a mile away from me.
Now, see, you've just told everybody not to buy batteries at Best Buy. They can't shop at Walmart. Juicy Julie, where are you going to buy batteries for your assorted sex toys?
The porn store.
Oh, there you go.
Porn store sells batteries.
Convenience.
Oh, they do.
Are they like, cheap?
Speaking from experience, that is.
They're probably really expensive at the porn store, right, baby?
Oh, yeah.
You pay for convenience.
Yeah, exactly.
Very convenient, actually.
If you're in New York, you buy batteries on the subway. Everybody knows that.
I fucking buy batteries on the side of the highway. I get off the exit and there's a guy selling batteries, okay? And you know he stole them, but you know what? They're cheap.
I don't care.
That's capitalism.
The only thing you buy on the side of the highways down here is oranges. But anyway,
you can buy flowers for your girl, lighters, fresh fruit, watermelons, and honeydews and stuff right up the side of the highway.
Do they have the homeless voice? Do they have that up there?
What?
The homeless voice?
How was that? Is it a newspaper?
Yeah, the homeless people stand out there with cups begging for money, and they give you a newspaper called The Homeless Voice.
I wish they did. I'd give them money. Anyway.
Yeah, we got to wrap up. We have a full show, and if whoever earlier asked the all-ranting show, they ended up, that's what this turned into, wasn't it?
Well, it's what happens when I'm around.
Oh, man. I don't have much voice left, so I'm going to wrap it up here. Let me get some shouts out of the way, and then I'll open it up for you and Juicy Julie. First of all, my shouts, I kind of insinuated this earlier, but my shouts go to people who don't make sites and forums and places worse by stirring up shit and drama and stuff like that. People who don't do that. If you don't get caught up in that stuff and don't get pulled in by trolls and don't become a part of the problem, be a part of the solution, not part of the problem. So specifically, I want to give shout-outs to Twirls, to Black Ratchet, G.I. Joe, End User, Skedda. By the way, I should have mentioned a long time ago, I always forget, to check out persuasion.info. That's P3RSUASION.info. I should have pimped that a long time ago, and it's been on my notes, and I always forget about it.
Who said is that?
Skedda.
Okay.
I hope I'm pronouncing right. Please forgive me. Scheda.
What kind of shit is on that site?
Thank you for that. That's a social engineering site that he runs.
Right.
And actually, I have an article that's a couple weeks old that I've been it's on my desktop at work. I've saved it at work. That I've been meaning to send, and I keep forgetting it. I get caught up in coding and stuff and forget about it, but I have an article to send him. But, yeah, I wanted to single those guys out. Thank you very much for emails that they sent me. I really, really appreciate it. I appreciate what they had to say, and I got them, and I wanted to acknowledge that. It really means a lot to hear from people saying what they said, and I appreciate that. Now, did you have some shouts you wanted to give out there?
Just one quick question. That's persuasion with a 3.info?
Right.
Okay, I'm definitely going to go check that out. I'm always on the lookout for new cool sites. It sounds pretty cool.
Yeah, yeah, he's a good guy, and that site is fairly new but growing, and he's really working hard to post a lot of information and articles and things. So.
Actually, writing that down right now. That sounds really fucking cool.
Yeah.
All right, my shouts definitely go to Roger Five and Doug, who helped me over at the Mind War, themindwar.com.
I heard your email address got owned or something. What was that about?
Shut up. It's the Mind War. The reason that we were originally going to call it Mind War, but so, mindwar.com is already registered. So the name of the show is The Mind War. And, yeah, hopefully, I think I just got word from Doug a little while ago that that we're going to be on Rant Radio, I think, by next week. Just like, you know, a kind of propaganda, psychological warfare type of show. So just, you know, be on the lookout for that shit. We already got a few episodes out. Rigel 5 did an amazing job on the website, so huge shouts to Rigel 5. You could always, you know, check it out, themindwar.com. I think we have an email, themindwar@usa.com, or, of course, you know, just any one of us at themindwar.com. I don't really know what they did with the emails. Who else? Oh, everybody in New York City 2600, especially Epiphany, Dementia, and Anon, everyone else in New York City 2600.
Yeah, you got to pass on to Epiphany and Johnny Lightning. Tell those, give them my regards. I haven't spoken to them in a while.
Yeah, no doubt, man, no doubt. And of course, shout to my man Slip Mode.
Slip,
the show in the now, slipnet.org. He helped us out the other night to do an episode of the Mind War. So that's about it. Shouts to all those dudes, and shouts to everyone who isn't a fucknut and who has fun and does cool shit and doesn't fucking bitch.
Yeah.
And shout to you, Stank Dog, for having me on the show.
Oh,
I mean, Buck Dangler.
Yeah, I was going to say, wait a minute, for having you, Mr. Pink, on the show. All right, well, our closing music today is a little...
Does Julie have any shouts?
Oh, Julie, I'm sorry, Juicy Julie, do you have any shout-outs you'd like to give? Say hi to somebody?
No, not really, I'd just like to thank you guys.
Oh, no, thank you, because the show was just so hot
with
you on it.
You're not the only one who were hot.
Ooh.
Julie, you don't want to shout anybody out on, like, the bridge or anything?
No.
All right.
Well, I give shout-outs to Juicy Julie for helping us out with episode 69.
Thanks.
Had a little fun with this episode. It came out pretty good.
Oh, yeah.
Our closing music, appropriately, is a song that fits some pretty good music that fits the topic of 69, and I think you'll hear why in a minute. And, that's going to do it. If you have feedback, send it to radio@benrev.com. Like I said before, that retard Stank Dog's going to probably be back next week, hopefully with a voice that you can actually understand. So,
or underground porn.
Yeah, so until next week, I guess that's going to do it. So we will see everybody same prawn time.
Same prawn channel. Oh, yeah.
Okay, come on. Seriously.
No. I mean...
How was it?
Okay. It was like holding a two-fisted burrito.
White meat.
if that's true. Is it the feet? Is it the hands? The ears?
No, nothing about the feet.
I think it's the lump in the pants.
Is this that simple?
Yes. And he has to get his underwear custom.
Oh, my God.
So it left my jaw sore.
For a week?
Three.
Once you taste me, you're gonna want more.
Y'all go on home now.